Halacha says in Daf Vav Amud Beis, and it's quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Sadi Seif Yud Beis, quote the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah larutz, k'sholeich leveis ha-kineses, v'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah. That it's a mitzvah to run, to go quickly on the way to shul, or to any other dvar mitzvah, even on Shabbos, when it would generally not be permitted to do so. However, avak sheyetzei mibeis ha-kineses, also learns when you leave the shul, then you're not allowed to do so, and you have to walk slowly. Mishnah Berurah reminds us that on the way into shul, of course, the decorum must be maintained in shul. We don't have running in shul. A person has to stop before, right, when he gets to the shul and stop and walk in a slow and serious manner. So a person is supposed to run to shul. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Beis Siman Yud Zayin has interesting discussion. What about driving to shul? Would this be a key as well of this inyan to run to shul? So he says it would depend on how we understand this idea that you're supposed to run to shul. Is it simply a matter of getting there quicker? We want you to get there earlier? So im kain, when you drive, so then you'll get there even faster. So then maybe that would be even better. So he doesn't think that that's likely. In fact, the fact that this is paralleled with, you know, running to shul as opposed to don't run out of shul indicates that there's something more involved. The Prisha, quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah, seems to think that it's a matter of expressing, showing to the world what we consider to be important. It's important to go to shul, so we want to go quickly to shul, and we don't want to show that it's important to us to leave shul. So therefore, he even writes that the main kiyum of this din is specifically when it's nikar, when it's recognizable that you're running to shul. He says, in the morning, when you're carrying talis and tefillin, so then it's nikar. For minchat ma'ariv, it would only be right near shul. Otherwise, you're running down the street. Who knows what you're running for? So he says it's only in a place where it's nikar that you're actually going to shul. So if that would be the reason, so he says if you're driving, so it's not nikar that you're in a rush to shul. On the other hand, you'd be able to stop, as long as you don't drive right up to the shul, you'd be able to stop half a block away, and then you can run to shul. That's the main key anyway, right, when you're near shul. So he says you'd be able to do that. But the Tzitz Eliezer really thinks that the reason for this halacha is a third possibility. And that's based on Rabbeinu Yonah, and that Gemara, and Daf Gimel based on Daf Be'arif. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in support of this idea of running to shul, which is nirdefa l'da'asas Hashem, that we're running, chasing to understand, to understand Hashem. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that when a person runs, not only does it express excitement, but it stimulates a sense of excitement. And then we're more open when we come to shul. We're already excited. We're already more open to l'da'asas Hashem. So the Tzitz Eliezer claims that's only true when a person is physically moving and the adrenaline starts to get pumping, the heart starts pumping. So then a person opens himself up better and he's more excited to be able to have that L'Da'asas Hashem. So he claims that is only possible when a person actually is physically moving, not when a person is sitting in a car. When a person is walking, running to shul, that would be the real key. Furthermore, we have another idea, which is in the previous Seif, in Sif Yud Aleph, quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Kol Lamed Zayin, which is the idea of Schar Psios. So there's an idea of Schar Psios that Magen Avraham even writes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that if there's two shuls, and one is closer and one is farther, it's an inyan to go to the farther one. Schar Psios, you get Schar for the steps that you take on the way to shul. So the Tzitz Eliezer quotes some poskim who write that that's only if there's some sort of an advantage to going to the farther shul. There's no like inyan to just keep on traveling farther and farther. But if there's some sort of advantage to go to the farther one, then in fact, it would be recommended to do so, and you get extra schar for the psios. You get schar for the steps that you take on the way to shul. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, that's an inyan of the tircha involved on your way to shul. So as well, that's not something that would be fulfilled, he claims, if a person is driving to shul. That's specifically the tircha that one expends, the effort that one expends in going to shul. And that would be an additional advantage specifically to walking slash running to shul as opposed to driving to shul. The Tzitz Eliezer is not the only one who says this. This is also in the Ben Ishchai, in the Shod Torah Lishma and Siman Mem. We also bring some idea of the Kabbalah as well. Specifically, he's not talking about cars, but riding on an animal. So even though we have an idea of Rachuv Kaholech Dami, that's another area of halacha. This is when it comes to the inyan of walking to shul. It's specifically the tircha involved. Mitzel HaChachman, Dal Chafalf, has the same conclusion as well. I just mentioned, Tzitz Eliezer at the end quotes that some posts can write that Larutz doesn't necessarily mean you have to look like a Meshuggah running, sprinting down the street. You get the impression from some that is what it means, you have to run. But he says, no, it means walking in a brisk manner, that shows that there's something important to you, that you have a purpose, and you're going to do something which is very important. Have a wonderful day, and a great Shabbos.